with news, commentary, controversy, and information about officiating high school sports, this is Officiating Oklahoma. Now here's your host, Jason Seichel.
Hey guys, I'm coming at you again. I've had some doozies this last week or so. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Ignorant coaches, and I'm not trying to say it as an insult to anybody. What you need to understand is the definition of ignorant is basically a person that is not educated in what they're talking about. Just like if you guys were to ask me about open heart surgery, I'll tell you I'm ignorant to it. I've never been trained. I don't have any education in it. I can't give you any advice. I cannot answer any questions. So yesterday we had quite a few, I'm going to say good ones. We had a defensive player. He moves before the snap and enters the neutral zone. All right. Once he's in there, the play's over with. Blow the whistle, kill the play. We've got encroachment. I go over and tell the defensive coach, and he looks at me and shakes his head and says, no, he can jump in there. He just has to get back before the ball snapped. And I still don't know. Well, I know where he's getting it from. He's probably getting it from sitting on his couch on Sundays. And I said, no, coach, that rule, that foul you're talking about is at higher levels. That is not at, the high school level and down. And he said, yeah, it is. You need to basically figure out what the rules are or something. So he ends up asking someone else on my crew, and that guy gives him the same answer as I do. And I guess he's not receptive of it. Then we have another play later. The offense lines up. They've got too many men in the backfield. And, of course, all you guys know that officiate sports, illegal formation is a live ball foul because they can correct that issue before the ball snapped. So if they've got too many in the backfield, they can have a guy move up, come set for a second, and then snap the ball and they're good. Anyway, they have a illegal formation. The ball snapped. The runner's running down the field. And the coach is screaming at the player just to stop and come back. And I'm wondering what the heck he's talking about. We've got a live ball going on. If he just stops and comes back, he thinks the play's over. He might just set the ball on the ground. He might drop it. He might toss it to an opponent. And then we've really got a mess. Because then I've got to explain to this guy, look, it's a live ball foul. The play is not over yet. And you just gave it up. You tossed it up to him. Anyway, I come up to him and I tell him, and the referee gives the correct signal. And he said, wait a minute, why didn't y'all blow the whistle? And I said, coach, when the play was over with, we did blow the whistle. And he said, but on, I think he said offside, or he said some ludicrous thing that is in like NFL or something. And I said, no, coach, he did not give the false start signal. He gave the illegal formation signal. You had too many guys in the backfield. And he said, well, why didn't you stop it? Then it's, coach, that is a live ball foul. You can correct that up until the snap. And he just looks at me. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, this guy, which is junior high, was 7th and 8th grade, is teaching these kids how to play the game and prepare them for the next level. And he doesn't even know his current level. Okay, then, and I'm hearing them complain the whole game about how we're always calling fouls on them. We don't do it to the other team. Well, if you're a coach and you notice that we are calling more fouls on your team than the other team, that means that the other team is more fundamentally sound than you are, and you have corrections to be made in practice. His kids couldn't line up, and if we called the number of fouls that we should have, we probably, that game happened last night. This is, 24 hours later. We'd probably still be on the field penalizing his team because they can't line up correctly. And I don't know how they win when they can't even, You know, if you're the left guard, you can't line up and look and see that you're in the neutral zone. I don't know. I don't understand it. Anyway, later on, we have a play. Before the ball snapped, two of his backs go in motion. And before they can, you know, stop and come set, the ball snapped. It's like, okay, that's an easy one. You've got an illegal shift. So I go over and tell him that, and of course he starts complaining. You know, why are you calling fouls on us and this? And I've had enough of it. And I was like, Coach, you guys, we should be calling a lot more on you guys because you're not fundamentally sound. You need to learn how to line up properly first. And he just looked at me and I was like, Coach, you've had an illegal formation probably every other play. You've got kids lining up in the neutral zone. There's other things you need to worry about besides what we're doing out here. So, you know, we've got, you know, all these complaints. I think on his opponent we might have called, I think it was one foul. But when they came and lined up, his receivers would look at you. They'd get on the line. I mean, they were fundamentally sound, and he wasn't. I still don't know how he won the game. Then we had, let's see, before that, we had a Friday, we had a varsity game, and, receiver goes downfield, and he grabs a hold of the defender, and he's holding him. Okay, the quarterback still, or passer, is still in the backfield. He can still throw the ball. So, you know, as a sideline official, you're going to hold on to that flag and wait till the pass is thrown. Because if you have a legal forward pass that's thrown on that, then you've got offensive pass interference. If you don't have a legal forward pass, then you throw the flag because you've got holding. Okay? Sure enough, the quarterback ran, and no, wait a minute. This was on the defense, I think. Yeah, that's where the complaint was. The defender was holding the offensive receiver, so the official's holding the flag, waiting for it to develop so he can make the decision on either he's going to call defensive holding or defensive pass interference. Sure enough, the quarterback runs, and as soon as he breaks the line of scrimmage, the sideline official throws his flag. Okay. The coach, you know, comes unglued saying he never passed the ball. He ran it. It was a run. And, you know, yes, coach, that's why it wasn't pass interference. That's why it was only defensive holding. And this is a Friday night game, and supposedly we're hearing rumors that this coach is going to advance on. He's got a job offer at a D1 school. And it kind of floors you because it's like, okay, the coach doesn't even know high school rules, but yet he's going to go on to the D1 level. Hopefully they get some kind of education at that level before they go out and start coaching. And, you know, the other thing with this is, you know, they're hollering about, I don't know if it was because they were on defense or just what, but I'm going to read it straight to you out of the rule book. And it says, it's going to be in Rule 9, it's conduct of the players. It says, a defensive player shall not use his hands or arms to hook, lock, clamp, grasp, encircle, or hold in an effort to restrain an opponent other than the runner. So, I mean, it's pretty simple. It doesn't matter if he's passing. It doesn't matter if he's running it or punt or whatever. A defensive player cannot hold. And an offensive player cannot hold either. And you'll hear people say that, well, we're on defense. And, you know, that's another, you know, myth out there that you'll hear is that the defense can't hold. Sure they can. The defense can hold. Nobody can hold on to anyone. It's just you see it, it's more prevalent in offense because the defensive player is trying to get to an area and someone's trying to stop him from that, okay? And, you know, if it's the other way, like if you're the lineman, you're an offensive player, and the defensive lineman is trying to get past you, he's trying to get to your passer or whoever's in the backfield. Yeah, he's trying to get somewhere, and you're trying to physically stop him. It's just like in, you know, if they're passing, you've got a receiver running down the field. He is trying to get somewhere, and the defender can grab him and hold him and stop him from getting there. You can't. So, you know, that's another thing that they need to realize is that anybody can hold. Just like you've got anybody can commit encroachment. I had a veteran official, he did it for 20 years, gave me a signal one time and of encroachment, and I said, okay, on who? And he said, oh, on the defense. Only the defense can encroach. And I shook my head, and I was like, no, the offense can encroach as well. Which one is it? And that's going to go back to the whole, we've got to, you know, read the book and understand the rules so we can communicate with each other. Because if you've got a guy that's been doing it for years that is actually well-educated in the game, and then you've got a newer official, and he's saying stuff like, well, they'll say offsides, and the actual foul is offside. Well, now you're wondering, what is he looking at? What's going on? Because that's not a rule. That's not a foul in high school sports. So we're going to have to, you know, everybody, you open the book. That's all you got to do. It's simple. Open it up and read. Heck, maybe that's something I need to do where I can bust out the rule book and read it out loud where people can read this or listen to it because they don't, I don't know. They don't have time to read. Maybe I can do that in the next podcast. I can break down each rule book or each rule, and it'd help people for a better understanding. You know what? That's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that. Anyway, we've got another game. It's going to be tonight. This is Friday. I don't know when you guys will listen to this, but I'll update you guys next week on the more crazy stories that I hear about, the junk that you hear come out of coaches' mouths that are quite entertaining. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to Officiating Oklahoma, hosted by 20-year veteran sports official Jason Seichel. Please visit our website at officiatingok.com and be sure to join us soon for another episode of Officiating Oklahoma.